Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. We've got the Raines family, the Brother Doug Raines family up. They're going to be singing here for us in just a moment, speaking about the power of his word. And I appreciate Brother Doug Raines and the good family he has. And he is a great pastor of the Progress Baptist Church there in Fletcher, North Carolina. We appreciate Brother Doug. We love him. And what a blessing. Amen. Hope this song is a blessing to you. The power of his word. Amen. All right, that was the Raines family. Amen. We appreciate them singing for us today. And we're going to be continuing the message that we started this week on Exodus chapter number 16, speaking about how that manna that fell from heaven is a type of the Word of God. We've looked at various different things. We've looked at how that manna was white and how that it was tasted sweet and had the taste of honey. And then we were talking about how that it's round in its shape. And then we spoke about how that the manna there that fell from heaven, it was there in a geographical location. It was right before their tents there. They didn't have to go far to get it. And we've talked about various different things. We're going to finish up today on the thought of the gathering of the manna. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today.
Not in the literal sense, but in the spiritual sense, we're to feed upon its pages. Another thought is this. Not only do we see that the manna is a divine gift that is to be eaten, but it's also a specific, it also has a specific way that it's to be gathered. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Look at verse 21. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. There's a specific way of gathering. There's a time for you to accept it, but there's a time when it will be taken away. Now, I think what we have done is this. We've allowed Satan to move in and take it out of our schools. We've removed it from our courthouse walls. We've now have decided we don't want to be a partaker of the value of life. Look here, I don't care what political standing you are. Abortion's wrong. It don't matter how you slice the pie, friend. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's murder. Listen, life begins at conception, friend. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. In the wound or out of the wound, it makes no difference. Life begins at conception. And they're even now trying to do it outside the womb. Sick, amen. Sick. Ungodly. Now you say, preacher, do you stand up for the rights of an individual? I do. I stand up for that baby's rights. Amen. I stand up for that baby's rights who cannot speak. Every morning, listen, there's a daily provision given. But I want you to notice how it was gathered. It had to be gathered. Listen, they couldn't just leave it out there. It would melt away. It would go away. So this gathering, if they did not gather the daily provision, it would melt away. They'd lose it. While I was doing this, while I was preparing this message, Brother Gary, I got to thinking about how many days of daily provision, how many days of daily bread that I've let melt away. God wanted to show me something. God wanted to tell me something. But I didn't show up for the gathering. I didn't show up even to accept it in. I didn't show up even to collect it. And guess what? It just went away. Your life's problems may be all found within the Word of God. The bread that what God wants to give you in the morning, but it may be gone by noontime. You better show up in the gathering. Then I want you to notice by this thought, the manna was gathered by the bending of the knee. Now, I know that while they mean well, the scientists are trying to make it be a, you know, they said like a coriander seed. It was not a coriander seed. It said like. And they're all the time trying to bring it back to the tree, but this thing was not a type. It was not a picture of the tree. It was a picture of God's provision for man. It was a picture of God sending a gift that man could not produce. That's what the picture is. That's what the type is. In other words, this manna is pointing to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. God, the Bible said in John chapter number 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, can I tell you this morning, while Jesus hung on the tree and while Jesus died on the tree provided him nothing. The tree provided you nothing. But I tell you one thing, what did provide was God Almighty. God sent us a sinless sacrifice from heaven, amen. And he came to this world in the form of a babe in a manger through the virgin womb, amen. And he went to the virgin tomb, hallelujah. And he rose the third and glorious morning, having victory over death, hell, and the grave. But here's what took place. Them Israelites went out there in the morning. They didn't reach up. No, they reached down. And they begin to reach down there, and they begin to collect that manna. They begin to collect, man, upon, they had to get on their knees and they had to begin to collect, amen. They had to bend and they had to get down, they had to bow. Y'all with me this morning? And I believe this, Brother Rod, I believe, man, what took place down there over in the wilderness is when they begin to bend down, they'd say, oh, thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another daily bread. Thank you, God, for giving us this provision. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God, yesterday you provided. Hey, today you're providing. I'm looking forward for you to provide tomorrow. A daily bread. You know what's happened to us? We become so satisfied. We become so high and mighty in our society that we forgot to stop long enough to bend the knee and thank God for our daily bread. I want to remind you this morning that if there's ever been a need, look here. America's in trouble. You look at me this morning. America's in trouble. It's not a time to run away from the church. It's a time you better run to the church, friend. We ran to the house of God in 9/11. Oh, God, touch us. Oh, God, help us. I'm going to tell you something. The supply to America is getting ready to get cut off. And we're going to be in trouble. You say, it ain't going to happen, preacher. I'm telling you right now, it's happening all over the world, friend. You better wake up. And you better get right spiritually. Because you want to be under the shadow. You want to be under the cloud where this manna begins to fall. I heard a preacher say one time, he said, look, preacher, he said, we're wondering where our food supply is going to come from. We're wondering, look, where our fuel supply is going to come from. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I still believe enough God to believe God can send it through the mail. I still believe that enough God. Listen, I believe that woman over there in Elijah's day, God, they got to the bottom of their barrel, but then they got to the top of his. God's still the same God, friend. I'm telling you right now, God's people who are calling upon him, God's people who are daily seeking him, God's going to take care of you, friend. He promised you that. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. I'm not telling you that the children of Israel did not go through some hardship. They did. I'm not telling you that the children of Israel didn't worry. Hey, listen, they got to the place where they were so concerned that they began to murmur and complain. It's so hard to preach in these days. Because people's minds cannot get off of what's going on outside these walls. I'm going to tell you something. It's time this morning that we return to God. It's time this morning we thank God for our daily provision. We thank God for putting it in a place where I can get it. Our kids are so ungrateful because they've had everything given to them. And I'm telling you something right now, friend. There may be a time when everything's taken away from them. And they actually need God. And they begin to beg God. It's time, friend. It's time. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe you just want to come and say, thank you, God, for the word of God. The altars are open this morning. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today would be a good day for you to come to Christ and ask him to save you. I want to ask you this morning, would you be willing to come? Just say, God, I'm going to be honest with you, Lord. I've missed some daily provision that you have laid out upon the ground. I have missed that daily provision, and it's melted away because of my laziness. Some are coming. Maybe you need to come this morning. Why don't you just be honest with God this morning? This place of the altar is a place where we get it right. It's a place where we lay our lives down and say, all right, God, that's what I needed to hear today. You need to come. You come on.
Amen. I know that we are encouraging folks there as we finish the message to come to the altar. And I know that in the radio world, we're not be in a church, but maybe there's a place that you need to get in just a moment and just kind of pull over to the side of the road. Maybe you need to stop in your jail cell. Maybe you need to just maybe find you a place, get off the side and pray and ask God to touch your life. Maybe you need to ask him to save you today and forgive you of your sins and become your personal Savior. Today would be a good day for that, amen, friend. No matter where you're at and what you're doing, I want you to know this, that the Lord loves you and that he wants the very best for you. And I tell you, that's the reason why that Jesus came to this world, is to die for your sins. And he will most definitely, the Bible said, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He wants to save you if you'll allow him to save you and ask him to be your personal Savior. We love you, friend. That's all the time we have for today.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.